chapter 3, waiting and waiting. So if you remember yesterday, Lucille was saying that whoever found the golden egg would get to swim in her pool. And so, like, Sheldon really wants to do that and wants to win it, but May thinks that they're cheating. So she's following Sheldon around. So let's see what happens. On Saturday morning, I jumped out of bed very excited because today was the day of the party, of course. The Easter egg hunt. The Easter egg hunt. Today is the day of the Easter egg hunt, I sang real loud. I ran into Mother and Daddy's room and I turned on their light. The Easter egg hunt. The Easter egg hunt. Today is the day of the Easter egg hunt, I said again. Mother opened one eyeball. It's not time to get up yet, Junie B. It's still dark outside. Please go back to bed. I put my head next to her face. Yeah, only I don't think that's actually possible on account of my brain is already activated. Mother put her pillow over her head. I lifted it up. I'm going to find the golden egg today, I said. I told you about that, right, Mother? Whoever finds a golden egg gets to swim in Lucille's hot water. I hugged myself very happy. I would love, love, love to swim in hot water. Except for Sheldon and May want that prize too. Plus also, Lucille loves Sheldon, and so maybe she might give him a hint or something, and a hint would not be good. I did a little frown. Plus, here is another problem, I said. May has bird parts, and bird parts can see as good as a hawk. Mother pretended to snore. I did a huffy breath at her. Sometimes mothers do not act like their own age. Finally, I put the pillow back on her head, and I went back to my room. Then I picked up my stuffed elephant named Philip Johnny Bob, and we skipped to my closet to pick out my party clothes. We looked at all my hangers. Hmm, I said. Hmm. What kind of clothes are good egg hunting clothes, do you think, Phil? Phil tapped on his trunk. Well, let's see. Good egg hunting clothes should be easy to run in, probably, because when you spot an egg, you will have to beat people to it, right? He asked. Right, I said. Plus, good egg hunting clothes should not be a dress either. On account of sometimes when I'm beating people to an egg, I will have to tackle them and get in a scuffle. Correct, said Philip. Tackling and scuffling often happens in egg hunts. He thought some more. Also, good egg hunting clothes should have big pockets to carry all the eggs you're going to find, he said. I nodded. Yes, plus good egg clothes have to be pretty, right, Phil, I said, because this is a fancy party, you know. I know, said Phil. Egg clothes should definitely be pretty. Like, we looked some more. Then, both of us spotted the pretty clothes at once. Like those brand new lavender overalls that Mother just bought, we shouted real joyful. Phil threw himself way high in the air. Yes, yes, the brand new lavender overalls would be perfect, Junie B, because lavender is exactly like purple almost, and purple is the color of your favorite glasses. He flung himself in the air again. We are geniuses at picking egg clothes, he said. Yeah, we are geniuses, Philip, I said. I cannot lose the egg hunt in this perfect outfit. After that, I quick put on my lavender overalls, and then me and Philip ran to the window, and we sat down on the floor, and we waited and waited for daylight to come. The party was supposed to start at lunchtime. There was going to be a picnic before the egg hunt. That information was printed right on Lucille's fancy invitation. I read it to Mother and Daddy at breakfast. A picnic lunch will be served on the grounds before the event, I read. I smiled. I enjoy eating on the ground, I said. Mother laughed. Oh, I don't think you'll be eating on the ground, Junie B. Grounds are what rich people call their lawns and gardens. I got down from the table and I looked outside. Do we have grounds, I asked. Mother rolled her eyes and looked at Daddy. Heavens no, Junie B. What we have is weeds and crabgrass. Daddy sucked in his cheeks at her. Weeds and crabgrass is an issue, apparently. After breakfast, I waited for it to be time to leave. It was the longest morning I ever saw. Then finally, Daddy said it was time to go, and so I ran to the car lickety-split. Lickety-split is a grown-up word for zippity-fast. It took forever to get Lucille's house. We drove and drove and drove, then, whew, at last, we turned down Lucille's long driveway. Lucille's house! Lucille's house! We're finally at Lucille's house, I shouted. I leaned my nose against the window. Remember when I came here last year, Daddy? Me and my friend Grace spent the night at this place, and I ate dinner and breakfast with her rich, expensive Nana. Then, oh my gosh, I saw her. I saw the rich, expensive Nana. She was standing there with Lucille's mother and Daddy and brother, and they were welcoming all the cars. I opened my door and I ran to her. Well, we meet again, Nana, I hollered real happy. Then I hugged my arms around her middle, and I tried to lift her off the ground. Only, she didn't actually budge that good. I stepped back and looked at her. That Nana had put on a few pounds, I believe. After that, I tried to lift her again, but this time, she took my arms away. Oh, dear, no, young lady. You mustn't try to pick me up. You'll hurt yourself. I looked at her kind of puzzled. Yeah, only, I'm not a young lady, Nana. Look, see, it's me. It's Junie B. Jones. I pointed at my face. Don't you remember me, huh? I spent the night here with Lucille and Grace. Remember that, Nana? It was the time of our life, I said. The Nana looked closer at me. Then, all of a sudden, drops of sweat came on her head. She took out a tissue and dabbed herself. Oh, my dear. Yes, I remember now. She did a little shiver. Junie B. Jones, I remember you well. I skipped around her in a circle. Today is going to be fun, right, Nana? Today, I'm going to find the golden egg. And after I skipped, I held up my hand to do a high five, but the Nana didn't actually respond. And so I just swatted at her sleeve, and that's all. Just then, another car drove up in the driveway. I turned around, and oh boy, it was my good friend named Shirley. Plus after Shirley came Sheldon, and after Sheldon came Roger, and after Roger came Camille and Chanel and Herbert and Jose and Lenny. And then all the rest of the children in room one came too. Only wait till you hear this. I didn't see you know who. I looked all around to be sure. Then I crossed my fingers for luck, and I hoped that May wouldn't show up at all, because maybe she would forget that the party was today, possibly. I thought a minute. Or else maybe her daddy's car would get 4 flat tires. Or maybe his battery would go dead. Or maybe his muffler would fall off in the middle of the street. I thought some more and did a grin. Or else maybe May was playing in her backyard this morning, and she bent over to tie her shoe, and floof, she got carried off by a North American barn owl. I bent over and laughed out loud. Now that was a good one. That's the end of that chapter. Chapter 4 is Eggs and Sweaty and Other Stuff.